Hello, and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 63, the Border Patrol episode. Yep, got the borders on the pinwheel quilt. In fact, head on over to http, theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com, and you can see for yourself. I actually want you to head over there for another, perhaps more important reason. I need more help. I need your help again. First of all, thank you to everyone who was so helpful with your feedback on the pinwheel quilt and the ordering of the rows. And I gush on about that at some length in the first quilt diary, so be prepared. But I do really appreciate it, and I need your help again because I am working on a new quilt. I haven't actually started working on it. I ordered the fabric. I ordered a couple fat quarter bundles. Talk about those in the quilt diaries as well. I have pictures of them on the blog, on the WordPress blog. I'm going to need more fabric. So I need 10 dark fat quarters and 10 light. And I don't quite have those yet. I think I have 20 total fat quarters, but some of the fat quarters in the bundles I bought were mediums, and so therefore I think I actually need more lights. But what I want you to do, please, if you have a minute, this would be very helpful to me, is go over, look at the pictures, and tell me what you would add. Would you add different colors? What colors? What are some colors that would work with the colors that I have so far, which are tending toward some greens, some sage greens, some different grays, and I'm trying to think of the it's a pinkish red. It's a pinkish red, and we would call that, I'm not sure, but it's in the sort of pink red. Not salmon, maybe salmon, like raw salmon, that kind of pink. I don't know. I can't remember what I referred to it in the quilt diaries. So there's some colors, and I like them, but I feel like I need to a few more, something else. So go look and tell me what you think. I would really, really appreciate that. I appreciate everyone, again, who took time to comment on the last episode. And in fact, let's discuss. Thank you to Kelly the Fifth, to Heather, thanks to Noni, Laura, Leah, Jane, to Victoria over at Peacebrook Quilts, to Jay, Pam, Karen in NC, one of my homegirls, to Laura. There's some repetition here, actually. I'm seeing this because a number of people, of course, commented on the first quilt picture that I put up of the pinwheels and then came back and commented on the second. So that's why I think I'm getting some of the same people more than once. Like Jay came back and said, oh, much better. Everyone came back and said, much better. Okay. AJ of the Wonderful Quilting Pot podcast, Joni Marie. And I thought her comment was good in terms because she explained why she preferred the second arrangement where the light green pinwheels were on top. She said the quilt now has a definite one-way design, which invites the eye to travel smoothly down through the rows of color as they become more saturated. When the very light aqua was placed in the middle, it was jarring, stopping the viewer in mid-flow and breaking the quilt into two uneven sections. I think that hits the nail on the head. All right, thank you to Debbie in Chester, New York, to Robin, to Katie Ringo, to Kristen, to Kathy, Valerie, also known as Scoot Quilt, to Sherry D, to Jody B, to Sandy over at Quilting for the Rest of Us, who suggested a new name, which I like it, which is Caitlin's Beach Vacation, as opposed to the, what was that called, Beach Towel, which didn't work. I think Caitlin's Beach Vacation is a really lovely name. So thank you, Sandy. Heard from Jane. Heard from Kate from Quilting Daydreams. Yay, Kate. Heard from Kristen again, who had commented earlier and then went and listened to the podcast, which people do quite frequently. Sometimes they just check in when they see I have a new blog post up and then they go listen. And she has watched Downton Abbey for the second time. Kristen and I have watched it 3 times now. And, you know, we could buy the second series on Amazon, but we're going to be good because it's just a couple of months and it'll be on PBS. And I heard from Cynthia. And this was interesting. You know, last week I mentioned starting the Barbara Kingsolver book and not getting that far into it before I sort of gave up. And I emailed with somebody, I'm going to find out who that was in just a second, and who liked it very much. And Cynthia said she enjoyed the quirkiness of Lacuna, that's the Barbara Kingsolver book, but the book seemed to reveal a sense of exhausted exasperation at how being a public figure can overwhelm one's life. Maybe it's Kingsolver's midlife crisis book. And I think that's very interesting because, of course, Kingsolver has become a real public figure herself with Animal Vegetable Miracle. And Cynthia recommends the novel The Hand That Once Held Mine by Maggie O'Farrell. She calls it stunning. So that is what I'm going to look out for. I have just started reading The Marriage Plot by Jeffrey Eugenides, who wrote Middlesex, which is a wonderful book. The Marriage Plot, you know, it's got mixed reviews, and you know, he's a wonderful writer. I'm right now thinking, how much do I want to spend time with college students in the early 1980s? I'm not sure, but I'm going to give it a little more of a go before I give up. I tend to give up books on books more frequently and more easily than I used to. I used to just read stuff whether I liked it or not. And I'm like, there's so much more to read. I got a great email from Chris, who is a quilter and a children's librarian. Yay, there's a woman after my own heart. And I got the email from Nancy, and we talked about books a little bit back and forth, and she read The Lacuna and really liked it. So, and it should be said, if you go onto Amazon.com, a lot of people really, really liked it. And I'm missing my book club meeting. We had our conference, our fall conference with Will's teacher tonight. I had inadvertently scheduled it on the same night as book club, which is probably for the best. Although, you know, we discussed the books for 5 minutes, so who knows how much of a going over it would have gotten. But be interested to hear in the after report if others liked the book more than I did. But Nancy liked it. And Nancy recommended to me the mystery writer Louise Penny. And ironically, I'd just gotten a Louise Penny novel out of the library. I had put it on hold, and then when it came my turn, I actually didn't have time to read it because I was reading The Lacuna, so I gave it to the man, and he is reading it and enjoying it very much. She's supposed to be awfully good, and according to Nancy and the man, she is. So look for Louise Penny if you're needing a mystery to read or just a good book. So I appreciate everyone who took time to write or email. I apologize if I missed you. I had a lot of great comments this week, so thank you so much. And I think that's about it introduction-wise. As far as personal Francis stuff goes, I'm just writing. I am cleaning out the attic. We have an organization here called, it's a Vietnam Vets something, but I don't know if you have it where you are, but occasionally you get a postcard in the mail saying they are doing a ride through your neighborhood, and if you've got stuff you want them to come pick up, they will pick it up. And I think what they do is they sell it. I'm not sure to who. Part of me is like, wow, I bet they're selling it to companies that then take it to Africa and are ruining native traditional culture, clothes making, whatever. But, you know, sometimes you just got to let go. I just want someone to take my stuff away. Got a lot out of there. Still have a long way to go, but that has been part of what I'm doing. I'm writing. I haven't been sick. Yay. No one's been sick. Yay. We've got good friends coming over to eat barbecue on Saturday. Triple yay. So it's all going pretty good. I'm fine, and I'm finding time to do my quilty work and a little bit of knitting. And it's also just the time of year where we're doing all kinds of appointments, like the boys are getting their teeth cleaned, and Jack did a speech evaluation, and they said, yay, he's doing good. He doesn't need to do speech anymore. Yay. Just signed Will up for basketball, et cetera, et cetera. And our conference with his teacher was good. Will's doing very well in school. He's a little messy, a little sloppy in his handwriting. Huh, wonder where he got that from. He could have gotten it from either of us. Same way with, like, Jack's acne. Honey, you got it. Both barrels coming down at you, genetically speaking. So there you have it. So everything's pretty good. I am happy to report. I am not wildly irritated at anyone. We're not going to go into politics or what's going on in Penn State. Because why? We all know it's all horrible. That's all horrible. So let's just make quilts and think nice thoughts and get on with our lives and read good books and listen to podcasts and so on and so forth. All right, y'all, on with the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary, Day 1. It's Monday, November 7th. It's my little brother's birthday. I think he's 45, so he's pretty old, really, if you think about it. Except that I'm older. Problematic. Anyway, first of all, thank you to everyone who commented on the before and after picture of the pinwheels. Now, here's the thing. So when did I post the last episode? Thursday, of course. I'm a Thursday girl. And I put up the picture and said, you know what? That green line of pinwheels, the light green line, is kind of bugging me. What do you think? And the responses I got were so sweet because everyone was like, well, if you've already sewn it together, don't worry about it. The quilt looks great. The top looks great. It's wonderful. But if you haven't sewn it, you might think about shifting those light green pinwheels to the top. And I went ahead and did it. One of the things, as Noni said, you know, live with it for a little while and see what you think. And sometimes you do have to live with something. And I certainly have had the experience as a writer where I've written a draft or even just like half a draft. This is more often happens like with half a draft and I just decide it's horrible and I, you know, and there's no use going on with it. And then I'll come back to it 2 weeks later, a month later, sometimes 6 months later and go, oh, you know what? It's fine. And sometimes I see where I've gone wrong or sometimes I just realize I had gotten creatively tired and couldn't see what was good. So I've had that. So I thought, well, maybe that's what will happen with this quilt if I live with it for a while. And so what I did on Friday is I just kept sort of walking into the room where the quilt top was hanging and trying to surprise myself. Like, you know, walking, doo-doo-doo, I'm not really looking for anything. And then turning my head really quickly and looking. And every time I thought, you know, I really don't like that green line of pinwheels. But, you know, here's the thing, is the way that I put this quilt together, the way I thought of it in my head, the schemata. Is it a schemata? Schemata? S-C-H-E-M-A-T-A. Is that a word? I think it is. My scheme. Let's just simplify here. My scheme for it was, obviously, the beach quilt. And my thought was that I would start with the very darkest colors of the ocean on the bottom row and move up. And those green pinwheels, the light green pinwheels, were really supposed to be the frothy water before the ocean, before the water hits the sand. And then you had the sand, and then I imagine it as an ocean at sunset. So you had these sort of peachy colors and the violet colors on top of the peachy colors. So really, in that scheme of things, you couldn't put light green on top because there's no light green sky at sunset at the beach, so that didn't work. And I thought, you know, Caitlin will not know this is my scheme. Caitlin's my editor. I'm making my quilt for this quilt, her quilt. I'm making her quilt for her. Yes. She won't know. She's not going to intuitively understand that. What she'll see is colors that look very nice together if I put the green on top. And if I put the green in the middle, she'll think, huh, wow, you know, that green would have looked better on top. So that is what I did. And it didn't take very long. It probably took 30 minutes altogether to get everything, all the stitches out of the, you know, and everything sewn back up again. It wasn't hard to do. And I was glad because immediately when I put the quilt top back up on the design wall, I was like, yes, that's much, much better. And then, so I posted the after picture and it was great. The response has been great. It's like this big collective sigh of relief. Like, thank goodness you put that green line on top. I know. We all knew it. But we were all hoping maybe if we sort of squinted, it would work, but it didn't work. So I'm glad I changed it. I'm much happier. Saturday, I went to Thimble Pleasures, and I got 2 border fabrics. Oh, I wish you could be here with me right now and see them, because you know I'm a terrible photographer. I will get the man to take a picture of the finished quilt, and I'll try to take pictures of these fabrics. They're so pretty. I'm very proud of myself. Now, immediately, like I went into Thimble Pleasures, I walked around for approximately 47 seconds and thought, who am I fooling? I can't do this by myself. But I did have it in my mind for the border fabrics, a green, like a bluey green, and then some purple. Both of those colors are very prominent. There's lots of green in the quilt, and there's also lots of violets and purples and greeny purple mixes, and it's just batiks. They're fabulous. Anyway, so I went right up to the counter and said, "Can you help me?" And they said, "Yes, we can." And a very nice woman, Diane, went with me to the batiks, and she felt that, yes, we should do batiks, not mix it up with prints, just do batiks for the borders. And we came up with a purple. It's really more of a violet. It's almost like I wouldn't call it raspberry sherbet because that is too pink. But it's a very light purple. Violet, I think, is to suggest more blue than is actually in it. So that is what I'm going to do for you, the 1-inch border. And then the outer border, oh, I love this fabric. It is a greeny, greeny blue, but with little bits of purple in it, like violety. No, not violet, more purple, light purple. It's just amazing. It's beautiful, and it is very oceany looking. And the batik is really cool. I'm looking at it now, and you look at some parts, and it almost looks snowflakey, and other parts, it looks a little butterfly-y. It's really, really cool. So I don't know. Maybe I'll see if I can get the man to take pictures for me of this fabric so you can actually see what it looks like and get a good sense. I wish you could be here with me in this room. You would be so excited. It just is neat. And I think, I'm very happy with the pinwheel quilt top, you know, as it was before I brought in, you know, just I like these colors very much. And I like pinwheels. Pinwheels are fun. But I really believe these border fabrics take it just to the next level. I really believe that. So I hope by Thursday I will have the borders on. I'm starting with today just started with the 1-inch borders. I'm trying to think what I've been doing. I guess I got the fabric on Saturday night. What did I do? I think I knit. And then Sunday, I have no idea what I did. More knitting, I guess. I'm almost done with sleeve number one of my Julia Roberts sweater, and I'm very happy to be continuing to make progress on that, although slow progress. But today, I sat down and, or really stood up, and started cutting the 1-inch strips, which, of course, cut 1.5-inch strips to make 1-inch borders. And then I'm going to, the outer border is going to be 4 inches. So we're adding 5 inches all over, which I think will make it really a nice size lap quilt. I believe. That is my belief. So I'm excited. And, here's something I haven't told you. You know how I was talking last week? If you listened to last week, you know I was talking about, well, I might go ahead and buy some new fabric. I did. I ordered fabric for my bento box quilt. I'm going to go find out what it's called. Okay, I got two fat quarter bundles. I'll tell you what they are. One is the Garden Party Fat Quarter Bundle, Jane Dixon for Andover Fabrics. And the other is the Coral Prince Charming, a fat quarter bundle, Tula Pink for Free Spirit Fabrics. And if I think of it and I'm really organized, I'll link to that. I got them from the Fat Quarter shop. And they look fabulous. And one's, I think it comes up with the, I need, I think, for this 20 fat quarters, and that's these bundles equal up to 20, and I think there's lots of darks and lights, which I also need. So I am excited to get those. I think they will arrive Wednesday, which is, of course, going to motivate me to get the borders on this quilt. And I bought the batting for it. The backing, I think I'm going to use some of those leftover fabrics from the batiks and also the print, the white print with the very light green sprigs. I think I'm going to make up my own backing from material that I already have. That's my plan. So anyway, I'm going to get motivated. I'm going to move on that because then I've got a new quilt to get started on. Now, I kind of thought last weekend I was going to put together Razzle Dazzle and I didn't, but that's on my list too. I like having projects. Project girl. I like having a quilt, i.e. Razzle Dazzle, that's actually really close to being done. So that's kind of a really fun project. And I'm very excited to have something new to start on. So, well, it is almost 6 and I need to get dinner on the table. But I want to just come and chat for a little bit and tell you about the progress we are making on Caitlin's quilt. And just to say thank you for all your encouragement. That was very helpful. It was very helpful to get the feedback on both quilts, and I just feel like we all feel the second quilt, the second arrangement, was much more suitable. But that was good to hear, so I really, really appreciate your helping me out with that. All right, more soon. Quilt Diary Day 2. I'm sitting here with my order from the Fat Quarter Shop. It is Wednesday, November 9th, and I'm still putting borders on the pinwheel quilt, so it's not like I'm ready to start cutting on this new fabric, and also I'm going to have to supplement it. So as I mentioned, the fabric lines are Garden Party by Jane Dixon for Andover Fabrics and Coral Prince Charming by Tula Pink for Free Spirit Fabrics. They are darling. Darling. And you know what? They mix and match really well. But I need several more lights. This pattern calls for 10 dark fat quarters and 10 light. And I've got more dark than light. In fact, I've got, and partly it's because they're also medium fabrics came. I've got a lightish green that I'm trying to pass off as a dark because I like it, and it won't. I tried to pass it off as a light before. I've got my fabrics in two different piles. They're not really on piles. I have them laid out one on top of the other. Can't pass as a light. It really can't pass as a dark, although it's got some dark corals in it. The fabrics, there's a lot of coral and dark coral, and there's some brick red. There's a lot of green. And, sage-ish greens and then sort of light greens, very pretty stuff. I need to, and there's some gray. I need with the light fabrics, I may need to bring some blue in. I don't know. There's not really any blue. I definitely with the light fabrics can see doing some very light brown, like a light brown print on a white background. I don't know. I feel like I need something, maybe some more grays, like again thinking white background, very light gray print, that sort of thing. So, or maybe a very light gray something or other. I don't know. I mean, I don't have to have every color in the rainbow, but it feels like it needs a little bit more contrast here. We'll see. But the fabrics themselves are very cute. I might take a picture, but you know me and taking pictures. Why bother? They turn out awful. I know. I have to learn how. It just is practice. I could take a class. But I am pleased, and I am pleased with the two different bundles. As I anticipated, for the most part, do very well together. Now there is in the Frog Prince, is that what it's called? The Prince Charming. It's not the Frog Prince, although there is one of the prints has a frog, Prince Charming kind of frog. It's cute. It's actually one I'm not sure that I'm going to use. And it's interesting, one of the fabrics, one of the prints is an aquamarine background with essentially what looks like peppermints, different kinds of peppermints on it. A little too Christmassy, I think. I don't know. I could use that as a dark. It's a little more intense. That is the only blue, that aquamarine. And I could see trying to pull in an aquamarine, some sort of aquamarine, into this. Can't decide. Don't know. Gonna have to go to Thimble Pleasures. And, okay, so I've been saying I'm going to piece together the back for the pinwheel quilt. And, you know, I don't know, because I'm looking at it, I'm like, you know, a petite back would look really good. So I'm just spending more and more money. They're sucking the money out of me over there, but it's for Christmas presents, so it's okay, right? Yeah, and part of me is a little bit like, wow, I don't really know how to piece a back together. How do you piece a back together? Do you know? Can you like send me directions or send me in a direction to find out? Send me a link saying this is how you do that really cool funky pieced back thing where you have two big pieces of white fabric and then a line of gray. I mean, I know you just sew it. You just cut and sew. I know, but there's got to be a way to do it. I did it on that Shoofly Pie quilt, but it was weird and not done with any sort of foreknowledge of how it would turn out. It was experimental. I was experimenting. We'll see. Yeah, but I know. I was all like, I'm not buying any new fabric. I'm going to be buying some new fabric because that's how I am. I think that is all I have to say. I am now on the outside borders of the pinwheel quilt, and I think after I do this, after I talk to you a bit, and not much longer actually, I will finish those borders and then live with it. It's interesting having those dark. So there's a sort of the lightish purple that I was telling you about, the inside border that's 1 inch, and then the greenish, more green than anything, but the I'm sitting on a piece right here. So it's got green and really light purple and some blue in it, but it's dark. It's a dark fabric, and so it kind of changes the overall feel of the quilt. I like it, and I'm doing that test where you walk into the room when I've had it up on the design board. And at first I was like, I'm not sure about this, because it really, I mean, it's interesting to have such a dark border on what overall is a fairly light quilt. But more and more, but you know, I've tried to walk into the dining room, also known as AKA my quilt studio, and or my sewing room, and surprise myself, and I'm been happily surprised when I look and I think, oh, I like that. So I will, my goal is before I post this tomorrow is to have the borders on and take a picture, a bad picture, of course, because it will be me photographing it, and post that so you can see it. And I don't know when I'm going to go to Thimble Pleasures. I don't know if I will actually try to piece, what is it? Razzle Dazzle. I was thinking Mumbo Jumbo. When I piece Mumbo Jumbo together, I will. But I actually was thinking about that. If I do, in fact, decide to do a batik backing for the pinwheel, I might go ahead and, before I go to Thimble Pleasures, make my next order of business putting together Razzle Dazzle. And then I could go. That would be an awfully big trip, though, to do and go buy two backings and then try to find probably. I think I'm going to probably need 4 or 5 fabrics. Can you get them to cut a fat quarter for you? They must. By the way, Sandy over at Quilting for the Rest of Us has been posting about, asking folks about their online fabric shopping experience. I will say, mostly I buy from Fat Quarter Shop. Sandy, I should email you this so you can use it in your show, but I'll use it in mine. I'm taking your stuff. I'm stealing your best stuff. No, I've ordered from other places, and I think I've told you I've ordered from fabric.com, and I think they tear their fabric instead of cut it. And so sometimes the pieces you get like, not very, you know, just feel messy. But all the stuff I've gotten from Fat Quarter Shop has been very nice, very nicely cut. This fabric that is on my table right now, just lovely. They do really nice work, and it's packed very nicely, and I've really liked ordering from them and have always been happy. So just wanted to share that with you. I bet a lot of you guys order from Fat Quarter Shop too. Hard to resist. All right, so what am I talking about? I guess just buying more fabric. Anyway, to go to Thimble Pleasures with 3 projects in hand, saying, all right, I need to buy 5 or 6 pieces of fabric for this project that I haven't even started on, and I need to get 2 pieces of fabric, you know, for backing. I don't know. I'll have to think about it, because, you know, it's always fun to take more than one trip to Thimble Pleasures. We shall see. But you know me in picking out fabric. I think that that will be a little bit of an endeavor. I'm getting better, but it's hard. It's still hard. So I think that's it now. I'm a little rambly tonight. I've been trying not to be so rambly, but I'm feeling a little rambly. I think I'm just tired, maybe. It's 9:15 on Wednesday. Why would I not be tired? Yes. Okay. Well, I will be back tomorrow probably to finish up. Now, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead, because it is Wednesday, I'm going to go ahead and say goodnight and goodbye for this week. And then when I record tomorrow, I just will record hello. Yeah, I think I'll do that. Because between now and the time that I get on it tomorrow, I will have done nothing other than put borders on. And that's really not worth a whole quilt diary. So let's say goodbye. Let's say have a great week. Have a great weekend. Get some quilty stuff done. Enjoy yourself. Okay then, we'll tune in next week for more adventures with the Off-Kilter Quilt. Till then, sweet dreams.